Hello everyone, this is Rose Ramandi from Perfect Babble Up Ministries. Thank you so much for joining me again in this podcast. As you may or may not know, on last Saturday, we had a live training and it was about how you can turn your boring prayer moments into a life-changing encounter with God. To be honest with you, if you have gone through the training, you know that it's not changing the prayer, even though this training actually did will help you to change your prayer to be more productive, have more quality of time with the Lord in your prayer, but it's changing your life. It's about how you can experience the reality of Jesus in your life. I have come across many Christians, countless Christians, that they are just believing in Jesus and they're just good people, nice people, but God is not real to them. And I was thinking the other day that, I went to the room and I was just praying to the Lord and I said, Lord, you know what? You know, what makes something real to us is that feeling or, the experience that in physical body we have, the feeling that we have in the physical body. For example, you grab your cell phone, right? And your cell phone is so real to you because you touched it and you felt it, right? And that's why things that we can feel, we call those things real. Right? And it's something that you know without a shadow of the doubt that it does exist, for example, right? And I was just saying to the Lord, you know what? First of all, I'm really thankful you're invisible because then you can make yourself visible through me. And that's when we start experiencing the reality of who you really are. And this is what this training was about. It's about getting you and giving you that missing key that you need for your life in order to be able to start experiencing the reality of God. Imagine when I was a Muslim, I was like, I believed in God, right? But nothing in my life showed that God was real in my life. I would argue with people and debate with them. I had some kind of beliefs that I would talk to them. But it wasn't something that I would say that I was for sure or not for sure. Let's just put it this way. I would say that I would experience God, right? In fact, when as a Muslim, we were told that, God doesn't come close to you. You are not holy. You are a sinner. And God cannot come even close to you. And that's why he just came to a small group of people. And you got to go to them and hear what God says. And this is exactly what a religion is built upon. That when God is not real to somebody, somebody else will rise up and says, you know what? God spoke to me. Angel came to me. Because people don't have that relationship with God, then they would run to these people because they want to know what God said. You remember that Moses went on the mountain. He brought whole people in Exodus chapter 19, I believe. And the people said, we don't want to hear God. We want to hear you. Go to God and you tell us what you heard. And now for me, honestly, I want to have that relationship. And one of the most important things that I have noticed is that, if you don't have that one-to-one relationship with God in a place that you can hear him for sure, and then you're going to go and then you're going to say, okay, I heard God and I'm sure and I'm certain and, I have experience, I live with Jesus every day. If you don't have that, then what happens is then you're probably going to go to and fro from different direction, not knowing what to do. And this is exactly what I want to talk to you about today, is have you ever been in a place in your life that you didn't know what to do? Then you had to go and you prayed and you still don't know what to do. And then days goes and years goes and you are in this confusion of you think you're supposed to do something else, but you're doing this and it's called confusion, and you are defiling your conscience because every day you are telling yourself, I'm supposed to do this, but I'm not doing it, and your conscience is now defiled. And through that confusion and the defiled conscience, where is God? Let me tell you this. Do you know Babylon is called, Babylon means confusion? Do you know that every time that you're confused and you don't know what to do, you're actually, you are most probably under the seven heads of the dragon where Babylon sits. Do you know Babylon sits on a dragon that has seven heads? And that means confusion, because every head is going to tell you something. One day you hear this and next day you hear that. But we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to the New Jerusalem, where God himself is our head. And we don't have many heads to be confused. We have only one head, which is Jesus Christ and the mind of Christ. And the reason we are confused is because we don't hear, we don't see the mind of Christ. We don't know the mind of Christ, right? And that's a problem I personally have seen in the life of so many people, that they don't know what to do when it comes to making decisions. And I get it and I understand. I've been there, and sometimes I even find myself confused again. But I have found a way to come out of this confusion so quickly, so fast, because you realize that I am not in Babylon and I am in the city of the living God. So that's why what I shared in the training, I'm going to leave the link for you to go and watch the training. What I shared in this training, it's actually going to help you to find direction and say goodbye to every confusion that you might have in your life. Because the moment you start hearing God and the moment you start seeing what God is showing you, that becomes when, like, things become clear, right? You're like, I get it, because I know from my personal experience, I want to make sure that I would go to the right direction and I would follow the voice of the Lord. And I know you are in that place too. You want to hear, you want to make sure whatever decision that you are making, it's in the, you know, plan of God, it's in the will of God. But the problem is, because many of us, we don't know how to find the will of God in every situation, we fall into the trap of the confusion of Babylon. This is exactly where Babylon is, like, gets you and, like, excited to control you by confusion. But the thing is, if you just start hearing what the Lord says, and here's the thing, there is a place that you have to step over to the believing side. There is a place that you have to step to believing and saying, okay, you know what? I believe that God is speaking to me. And, you know, one of the things in the training that I shared, and I want you to watch it, is that your imagination is that screen that God starts projecting his wills and his, visions into your mind. So that's where, this is where you start going to see what God is saying and is speaking to you. And let me tell you this, I am sure 100% of us, we hear the voice of God. But the reason we are confused is because we can't discern which one is the voice of God. And many times we have this thought that is going through our mind, is telling us, oh, it's you. You think it is you. But it's actually God, because God always comes to you and talks to you in a place of I am-ness, oneness that we have. So you got to understand, you need to step into a place of saying, okay, Lord, you know what? I believe you. I believe that you are talking to me. Show me something. That's what I always do. I always go to the Lord and to the prayer, and I pray and I say, Lord, help me to see. How do you see this situation? And then I ignite and I bring my imagination into that prayer, because I believe that God is going to show me right then, that moment, that what it is. And, you know, this, and like 9 out of 10 times, I immediately get the answer and come out of that confusion. Actually, recently, I had to make a decision for something, and I had to make it now, you know, and that's why I was like, I went to the Lord and I prayed and I said, Lord, like, show me. And all of a sudden I used my imagination, I started seeing something, and when I saw that, I exactly knew what I should do. And after the Lord showed me that, he asked me, so what are you going to do? And I was like, Lord, I know exactly what to do. So, and I knew what to do, Because at the same time, I want to make sure that I, first of all, whatever I'm doing, whatever decision that I'm making, it is in the will of God. And the second thing is my heart is clean and pure conscience before the Lord, that I'm not, it's clean from every offense or anything. And I knew exactly what to do because the Lord showed me through that vision and, you know, how to do it. 9 out of 10 times that happened to me right in that moment. Let me ask you this, because many of us, we think we have a relationship with Jesus. And when somebody's talking about it and we shake our hand, we are like, oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a relationship. And, you know, so one of the things that I keep checking myself to make sure that I'm staying in this real relationship with Jesus, not just a relationship in my mind. It's a real relationship. One of the things that I keep checking is this. And I want you to just use that also to check for yourself, is like, if I come to you and I said, and I ask you for this, I said, okay, can you hear God for me and tell me what to do exactly in this situation? So which one of these two types are you? Are you the one who's going to go, okay, you know what, I need to go pray, all right? So let me just pray, and then you gotta go, you pray, and then you're just gonna go at night, you know, you pray about it, and then one day, next day, 2 days, and then you haven't received any things, and you're like, I haven't received it, and I really don't know, and you don't have the answer right on the spot. Or you're that person that says, okay, yeah, let me just see, oh, okay, Jesus says this, and you are sure with a clear conscience that this is actually the Lord speaking to you. Most of people are in the first category. When they come to the decision makings in their lives or anything, they just go through days and years of not knowing what to do and this confusion. And let me tell you this, for me, I had to start, you know, pushing myself through and putting into practice, because I said, Lord, if our relationship is real, and for example, I'm with Masood, right, some in the mall, and somebody asks me, and Masood's there, I can quickly ask Masood, and Masood can quickly answer me. I'm not going to go to prayer and, you know, wait for days for Masood to give me an answer. Some stuff maybe, but majority of stuff, no. And that's why what I did in the beginning, I went to the mall and I found people that I didn't know them. And I would just tell them, listen, I am just practicing to hear God's voice. Is it okay if I can try to hear something for you? And I could be wrong, I could be right. All I want from you to just be honest with me and tell me, like, if it does make sense or it doesn't make sense, then I know if I heard God right or wrong. And you should see the face of people. They just like flourish. They're like, wow, yes, of course. And I have never had anyone tell me, no, thank you. Everyone was like expected and they're excited to see what happens next. So then I would sit with them. And then right in the moment, I would just ask the Lord to show me something. And then I would share with, you know, with them. And almost every time they would just tear up and cry because what I said was right on a spot. And then I knew I heard God. And, you know, God touched them and God also proved to me that how he's talking to me. I practiced to hearing God's voice. I had to go to people I don't know in order to know God, how does God speak to me. I did have times that people would say, oh, it doesn't make sense to me. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I had to learn through this, you know, this exercise. But let me tell you this, after 12 years of doing this, you stand in front of me and you ask me, I can hear for you and I can tell you. But here's the thing, just in the bracket, there are times that I don't give you the answer because the Lord says, you know, just have them to come to me or whatever. There are times that I'm not going to give you the answer you're looking for because it's not the answer. It's a relationship I'm always focused on to bring you to Jesus. It's not that I don't have it. It's like Jesus tells me, actually, that happened to me one time. Somebody asked me a question. I was just low. I was like, okay, as I'm talking to her, I was like, Lord, and the Lord says, just tell her to come to me directly. And I said, hey, listen, you should go to the Lord directly. And still, I gave the answer, right? But my point here is, I mean, I just don't want to make myself this hero of knowing everything. I have times that I am uncertain. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. But I know how to get out of it. I know how to get myself out of that confusion until things become clear and I know for sure what to do. I have had months that I didn't know what to do, but I didn't keep myself in confusion. I said, Lord, I'm just going to go to this path to make sure I'm not confused until I'm sure that I heard your voice and you directed my path. That's why, guys, I want you to go to this training at perfectedbyblood.com/prayer and watch this training, because it's not going to change your prayer life only. It's going to change your life. It's going to give you the direction you need for your life, okay? And because this is going to just push you through the path. If there is one thing that you want to actively working in your life, is there is your relationship with Jesus. And that means inside this relationship with Jesus, two main factors exist. Number one, you got to continue and actively knowing who this Jesus Christ is. That's where all of our teachings and everything comes out. And then you have to actively putting into practice, engaging yourself in the realm of the Spirit and experiencing the Lord Jesus every day in your life. It could take some time for you to start kicking off and, you know, start having, when you say, okay, you know, I really had this encounter. It could take some time, because it did for me. I went to the room, pray days upon days, and I felt nothing when I left. And I remember one day, I went to the room and I was a little discouraged because, Lord, I don't feel anything. And the Lord told me something so profound that day. And I wrote it down and I put it on the wall. So every time I go to pray, I look at it. And the Lord said, it is impossible. It is impossible for you to come to me and nothing happens. You may not feel it, but sure enough, something has happened. Because what God is doing is so deep, it's in your imagination. And once He is restoring your imagination, you will immediately start experiencing it in your body. The same way that you are all of a sudden, you see a picture in your imagination and your stress gets all over your body. Your heartbeat goes up and you feel it the same way. You can see something that the Lord shows you, and love starts filling up your body. And, you know, this presence will come upon you and your heartbeat goes up and you feel this, you know, the butterfly in your stomach because of the love that you are experiencing with this God. It may take some time until you get there, but I'm telling you guys, this is the path that I have been on, and I don't know any other path. I have tried many other paths. But this is the one who got me eventually into experiencing the reality of Jesus. So go ahead and watch this training, perfectedbyblood.com/prayer. And at the end, there is a bonus for you. Make sure you get that one too. If you haven't got it, get that one, because that's where I take you through the techniques and step-by-step practice for you to get you to the next level from imagination into the real encounters. All right, guys, bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.